USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he raised some of the biggest issues dividing the United States and Russia during a summit with President Vladimir Putin, including Moscow's aggression toward Ukraine, alleged cyber attacks against the United States, and jailed Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. Biden also stressing he was candid with Putin regarding human rights.
How could I be the president of the United States of America and not speak out against the violation of human rights?
Auditors from the Department of Health and Human Services offices of the Inspector General are probing whether National Institutes for Health officials properly managed research grants that ended up partially funding controversial gain-of-function research by China's Wuhan lab. The Wuhan lab has been linked to the coronavirus, which spread from China across the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he and President Biden have agreed to return to the United States and Russian ambassadors to their posts in Moscow and Washington, D.C. After his big summit with Biden in Geneva, Putin telling reporters the two sides have agreed to continue talks on nuclear security. And as far as his conversations with Biden, Putin saying,
the talks were very constructive. Personally, I was convinced that President Biden is an experienced person, and it's clear that we spoke face-to-face for almost 2 hours. It doesn't happen with all leaders that you have such a detailed conversation face-to-face.
Speaking before the Senate, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States is well on its way to a robust economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Yellen was pressed about inflation during that Senate hearing and said it's being taken very seriously. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Retired Tulsa Police Sergeant Sean Larkin is voicing his concern over a more hostile anti-police environment, noting fears law enforcement officials in America experience amid a rising crime and a push to make the police the bad guys. Larkin also says the word is out amongst crooks that some crimes, such as theft under certain dollar amounts, are not being prosecuted.
Yeah, that's bonkers. You know, I spent the majority of my career chasing violent criminal offenders. I was with the gang unit, with our crime gun unit, and guess what? Bad guys run from the police. And guess what? It's our job to chase them and get them in custody. When the criminals themselves know that that's a policy, because that will start spreading around, these guys will run left and right. We've already seen it with vehicle pursuits in a lot of jurisdictions where some agencies can't chase people at all. They can't chase people on motorcycles. And so these guys toy with police officers when they run for them. Obviously, we know of some of the crimes, like particularly out in California, in San Francisco, for instance, where they're not prosecuting, you know, misdemeanor shoplifting. And so bad guys are cleaning up there, stealing. And they are going to take advantage of this in Chicago.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and it's 100% capacity at Yankee Stadium starting this Friday with the series opener against the Oakland A's. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.